This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah! Waging on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
From deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide, we've got a very special guest joining us to break down the sleeper cell agenda of the globalists to bring in radical jihadis by the millions. That's coming up. But right now, let's go to Trump live in D.C. We're coming to you from Austin, Texas, but let's take you now live to D.C. with his foreign policy speech.
Terrorists and promote regional stability, not radical change. We need to be clear-sighted about the groups that will never be anything other than enemies. And believe me, we have groups that no matter what you do, they will be the enemy. We have to be smart enough to recognize who those groups are, who those people are, and not help them. And we must only be generous to those that prove they are indeed our friends.
Teleprompter free, folks. You're actually seeing it.
We desire to live peacefully and in friendship with Russia and China. We have serious differences with these two nations and must regard them with open eyes. But we are not bound to be adversaries. We should seek common ground based on shared interests. Russia, for instance, has also seen the horror of Islamic terrorism. I believe an easing of tensions and improved relations with Russia from a position of strength only is possible, absolutely possible. Common sense says this cycle, this horrible cycle of hostility, must end and ideally will end soon. Good for both countries. Some say the Russians won't be reasonable. I intend to find out. If we can't make a deal under my administration, a deal that's great, not good, great for America, but also good for Russia, then we will quickly walk from the table. It's as simple as that. We're going to find out. Fixing our relations with China is another important step in really toward creating a even more prosperous period of time. China respects strength. And by letting them take advantage of us economically, which they are doing like never before, we have lost all of their respect. We have a massive trade deficit.
He's acting like there's a little bit of teleprompter, but I heard he wasn't going to use one, but then it doesn't sound like it was written. It sounds like his regular talking points, so we're going to find out. It doesn't matter. I mean, I don't care about a foreign policy speech. Somebody has their own teleprompter if they wrote their speech. But let's keep going with this.
Right now, look at what China's doing in the South China Sea. They're not supposed to be doing it. No respect for this country or this president. We can both benefit or we can both go our separate ways. If need be, that's what's going to have to happen. After I'm elected president, I will also call for a summit with our NATO allies and a separate summit with our Asian allies. In these summits, we will not only discuss a rebalancing of financial commitments, but take a fresh look at how we can adopt new strategies for tackling our common challenges. For instance, we will discuss how we can upgrade NATO's outdated mission and structure grown out of the Cold War to confront our shared challenges, including migration and Islamic terrorism.
Yeah, instead NATO is opening the door to conquer Europe with the Islamic Horde. That's the problem.
I will not hesitate to deploy military force when there is no alternative. But if America fights, it must only fight to win.
That's Ron Paul's quote. That's right. Quick, known missions.
I will never send our finest into battle unless necessary, and I mean absolutely necessary. And we'll only do so if we have a plan for...
Notice Trump has the same hand signs as I do. I don't do those on purpose. I just do it. Have you ever noticed that? It's weird. I get accused of, like, secret signals.
Peace and prosperity, not war and destruction. The best way to achieve those goals is through a disciplined...
Isn't it good to see a presidential candidate using their hands? And everybody used to use their hands here. They just have...
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nation Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Donald Trump just finished his first big official foreign policy speech. We carried quite a bit of it. We'll have some of the transcript for you in the next hour and go over it. When his former campaign head and still one of his top advisors, Roger Stone, joins us, as he does at least once a week, coming up in the third hour today. We're now in the second hour right now. There is so much unfolding, so much going on. But what you have to understand is our government agencies now are pretty much entirely run by multinational corporations. That's not denied. And so you have to understand, the Central Intelligence Agency got Congress 3 years ago. You just type this into Google, you'll get the Washington Post reporting on it, to change the law so the CIA could operate domestically in propaganda, including deception of the American people. And then I come out and say, look at the NFL with all these anti-cop halftime shows with Beyonce and her running around with a baseball bat. She's mad at her husband, breaking car windshields and burning things down with young women watching approvingly. This is cultural destabilization 101. So they had Hundreds of publications come out and say I was crazy. The CIA is not involved in domestic media. And then they had Stephen Colbert last night on Late Night, that he's taken over from David Letterman, come out and say, quote, this is all just in your face making fun of you folks, that he thinks Beyonce should be running the CIA, just randomly, just threw that in there. We're going to play that clip later. This is how stupid they think you are. Now, we're about to go to our guest. I just wanted to preface it with that we see them telling us, oh, we have a delegate process. Votes have never counted. That's ridiculous. They're trying to sell you on the idea that delegates aren't supposed to represent the votes from their precinct. They've manufactured these superdelegates out of thin air. They're trying to break our will, but it's not working. AP poll, Gallup polls, and others show between 6 and 8% approval for mainstream media, and it's only dropping. 6% last week in the AP poll. It was 8% a few months before that in Gallup. These people are less popular than scurvy on a ship or something. I mean, it is just amazing. These people are less popular than syphilis. But they sit up there and they just keep shoving lies, like Obama. I never said we wouldn't have boots on the ground in Syria. He said it 16 times. We played the clips. It's a new level of lies, and it's reached the Marie Antoinette level where they just say, let them eat cake. Why would they bring in the last 3 years 5 million people into Europe, 1 million just in the last 6 months or so, claim it was a few hundred thousand here and there, and then suddenly, oh, it's been 2, 3, 4, 5 million, hundreds of thousands here, cover it up and say it's a few thousand. Every high school in town, including my alma mater, has over 200 refugees from, quote, Syria, and they're really Saudi Arabian and others. This is a Sunni invasion, a Wahhabist invasion. On record into Syria, then into Turkey, who opens up a conduit all the way through Europe with Merkel and Hollande and all the rest of them, and the Swedish prime minister saying, come to me, and kicking old people out of their government housing and moving them. This is all confirmed. We've had our reporters over there in no-go zones in Paris and in Brussels, Belgium, where they would go 10 miles in any direction, and Muslims would just run out like, get out of here, screaming at them in French or English or Arabic. And Biggs has been in a lot of combat. He heard him in Arabic saying, get out of here, infidel, infidel. He's got infidel on his arm, tattooed, freaking out on them. And then they go on TV and say there's no no-go zones in the U.S. or in England. This is what's going on. Why would the establishment open a conduit up for the last 3 years, bring them in, let them come in? Judicial Watch got more documents. We went down there and found the mosque on the Texas border that they've got sleeper cells coming over. We know this is going on. So the question is, why would our governments be doing this at a level where upwards of 80% they admit with the passports are military-age men? A lot of them brag on their Facebook and Twitters, hey, German ladies, I'm here. Here I was in combat in the Free Syrian Army, you know, a year ago. Why would you do that? It is a giant sleeper cell invasion. And I had the founder of Oathkeeper, Stuart Rhodes, on a few weeks ago. He said, you need to get Matt Bracken on. He really knows what he's talking about. You should go read his articles. And I did read them, and just they're amazing. In fact, I want to start reposting them on InfoWars.com, and of course, linking to his site if he'd be gracious enough for us to do that, because it's very, very important. Tet Take 2, Islam's 2016 European Offensive, and he's the author of Enemies Foreign and Domestic and a well-known advocate for Second Amendment rights. The following guest essay by Bracken is also being published at Western Rifle Shooters Association. He's also written another article dealing with burning down the House in 2016. He sees war in the near future before a new president takes office. We're going to look at that coming up as well. But enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, and I'm not going to go over his whole bio. You can go there and see it. But a long career in the Navy SEALs, going back into the 1980s, Beirut, you name it, just all over the world, Panama Canal, it goes on and on. What he's seen. So he's actually been there, done that, witnessed how people infiltrate, both from the side of an infiltrator, someone trying to find the infiltrators, and he has really written some detailed breakdowns of what's happening. He's a self-described freedom supporter, a constitutionalist who believes in original intent of the founding fathers, of our country. He lives with his family in North Florida. So, Matt, thanks for coming on. Reading your essay, just studying history and what's happening, I can find no fault. And, of course, you bring your military background to it as well. A lot of folks respect your writing. You've heard what I've said in the last 5 minutes. Was that overall accurate? And what can you add in an overall overview for folks in the next 5 minutes before we go to break?
Okay. It's perfect. Your byline of your website and your show, there is a war for our minds, a battle going on for our minds. It doesn't matter if we're like monks in an Irish monastery discussing what's actually happening. If the war for the minds is being lost at the mass level, we make fun of the North Koreans. You know, we show them doing the wave in stadiums or, you know, swooning for dear leader. But look at Swedes. They've been brainwashed into actually hating themselves. But when they look at the mirror, they say, this blondness just has to go. We're so guilty of everything. Swedes. In America, I mean, the madness over transgender. I just saw a YouTube video on a college campus. The guy says, what if I want to be, if I feel that I'm a 6'5" Chinese woman? And everybody agrees, if that's what you feel, then we should respect you as a 6'5" Chinese woman. So that you can see how much work we have to do. I mean, the fact that after a century of communism, 100 million to 200 million killed under the various socialist banners, you have the young generation supporting this retread Bernie Sanders, who honeymooned in Nicaragua and Soviet Union, Nicaragua during a revolutionary phase. I think this is an extremely dangerous time. I think that it's that 2016 is like a 1916 or 1787 or 1788.
Another key turning, another key point in the pendulum. So a crossroads.
A big crossroads. We're going to have the big Marxist breakout, especially, for example, if let's say Trump wins. There's no kinetic event like an assassination. All of these can happen. Massive riots like Watts, Ferguson, Baltimore, constantly. Imagine Cleveland on fire during the convention with armored personnel carriers all the way around the Beltway.
We see Beyonce and MTV priming the pump, and that's got to be a directive from on top.
Absolutely. That's the narrative. So this is the war for the minds. And in Germany, they actually have a new word. I think it's Lügenpresse, but it means liar press. So they refer to that, the mainstream media, and I would include almost everything that you can turn on your cable channel is more or less controlled media. They don't get out of certain boundaries. If anything says anywhere peripherally that this could be a conspiracy theory, they absolutely won't touch it.
Oh, there's total scripting. There's total scripting.
Conspiracies to come off.
Exactly, total scripting. So please continue, Matt.
Well, I think that the biggest danger, we're going to have riots in this country, but in Europe, we're going to have an outbreak of Beslan, the Paris attacks, Brussels attacks. Something very significant happened during the Brussels attacks. And you have to understand that a government, a big organization has to have a communication structure. It's not like a one brain. It has, you know, many individuals. So you have to put a lot of credence in such things as the security levels. They went from their maximum security level 4 back down to 3 within like 24 hours or 48 hours while terrorists were still on the loose because they were absolutely wiped out. Everybody worked the maximum of overtime. They're exhausted. They can't do it. They have to go home and sleep. Europe has no bench. I think the German army is like 50,000 troops, and they are unionized, and they won't work over 40 hours. And during NATO exercises, they just quit halfway because the union rep says, that's it, and we don't cross rivers after dark or whatever. So they have no bench. We're going to have an outbreak in Europe. It'll probably start with maybe a dozen attacks. Widespread, the terrorists have learned the utility of the synergistic effects of having attacks in various places at the same time. We used to think of it as an Al-Qaeda signature, like the East Africa embassies being exploded on the same day. But it's more than that. It's a way to overwhelm the security system. And in Europe, that's going to be a big problem. At the same time that we're going to see these Beslan-type attacks. We're going to see infrastructure attacks.
And they'll probably do it on a holiday, like they did the Tet Offensive, knowing most of the security services are taking a well-earned break.
Yeah, and it's it's not going to be like the Tet in Vietnam, folks that remember that, where that was an actual instruction orders had been assigned. That CIA completely missed it, or they might as well have missed it. If any messages were coming in from the field, they were disregarded. But they infiltrated 80,000 VC fighters into cities, and then all on the same day, they went and grabbed AK-47s and satchel charges from caches and ran amok. It won't be like that in Europe. I'm not saying there are 80,000 guys with an order and, you know, to go on Bastille Day. It's not going to be like that. But when there are, say, 10 attacks, like on a Beslan or Paris or Brussels level, that continues so that tomorrow there's another one, and then there's somebody just, you know, running amok with a knife.
Rolling cascade attacks, cells with no communication, almost impossible to identify.
It will self-reinforce. It will self-reinforce because the mindset is different. They will self-reinforce. Remember, in that religion, that ideology, a pimp, a drug pusher, he's not sinning. If he's selling his stuff to infidels, good for you, buddy. You know, you're really a sharp one.
It's a perfect example to be evil. That's why they're so into gangsterism,
right?
Raping women, sex with other men. They call themselves, you know, these followers of Abraham. It's sick.
But at the very last moment, you can spend your whole life a drug pusher and a pimp and running a discotheque for infidels, and you can undo that all, pull like a parachute, and straight to your 72 virgins.
So get out of jail free card.
Smoke dope, party with infidels. You can't do enough good deeds, just like tithing extra or praying extra. It's impossible for that person, that sinner, to do enough good deeds if he lived to be 100 to go to heaven. But he can be the worst person in the world, pusher, pimp, armed robber. He goes straight to the 72 virgins if he kills some infidels. So that's why it will self-reinforce. When you see that the security services are completely overwhelmed, they're exhausted, there are no more, then another school is taken down, how do you react to it? Especially if the guys are on a suicide mission where they want to just kill all the kids like in Beslan.
Clearly, sir, I want to get into the details because you ran embassy security. You're one of the top experts on this, obviously. Matt Bracken, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, is our guest. It's so important I skipped this break. But specifically getting into big picture, talking about our elites, the leftists. I mean, I know they're reckless. I know they hate bitter clingers. I know they want to conquer the West. They see Christian Judaic backgrounds as not working in their new system. They want a cultureless plastic system. So they bring in the most radical jihadis, tens of thousands of them undoubtedly. So here's the question. They start attacking. What are our governments thinking? Why are they doing this? What is the – I mean, I understand the mission of the jihadis.
It's Cloward Piven. You speak about it all the time better than anybody. It's Cloward Piven. This is the Jacobins in 1788 plotting how to disrupt the grain market in France so that they can engineer food riots to overthrow the aristocracy.
Okay, so with your Navy SEAL, high-level background, not just a door kicker, but a guy involved in everything, conferring with my historical analysis and Lord Mockins, everybody else, it's not our opinion, it's not that we agree, this is what's going on. How do we fight 21st century Jacobins allied with Islam, which strangely enough, towards the end, they allied with Islam again 200 years ago. So these people never change. Sure. So how do we deal with them?
Information war. There is a war on for our minds, and the high ground is how do we leverage social media, access to mainstream media, books like the ones that I've written. My books were all about false narrative and getting people to see beyond. My first novel starts with a false flag attack into a stadium where a sniper precipitates a panic stampede, and it's sold in the media and by the government as a right-wing militia kook and a reason why we have to outlaw all semi-automatic weapons. It's my books and my writing. It's about getting people to look beyond the curtain.
Well, I want to read your books. I want to get you on a routine basis. I know Stuart Rose, other folks that are in the know, really respect you. So let's go back briefly then, because I interrupted you. Let's talk about the Jacobins lead forward. You're talking about how they would engineer food riots, how they bring in societal crisis to get control. They're the proto-communists in the history books. That's what we're dealing with. So break that down, and then what the end game is, bringing in millions of jihadis.
The Jacobins said their motto was out of chaos, order. But first they have to create the chaos. So they're not saying that it was just chaos in feudal Europe. They're saying we create chaos, and from the you have to, in other words, demolish a building, then build it back up with the bricks the way that you want them organized. You can't just go into a building and change a little few pipes and windows. You demolish it. When it's atomized, the granular level, like Cambodia, Poland in World War II, at that level, you can do anything. You can macro engineer. The trains can be running. The buses can be running. But you have to get the we're in a pre-revolutionary state now. But they're going to pull out all the stops, especially if it looks like Trump is going to win, certainly before he's inaugurated. We'll see a complete go-for-broke scenario, both in Europe, which will be this major Muslim offensive. The end result of that will be a grand compromise, which is like half Sharia today. And as we know, that means three-quarters Sharia in a generation, and you're in Yemen in two generations. In our country, we're going to see a complete fragmenting of the society along racial lines primarily. It's going to be brutal. I call it Rwanda times Yugoslavia times, you know.
Takedown of America. I totally concur. And I agree. The communists are activating. They're suddenly all over Austin with red flags. They're smiling. They say the time of blood is here. They're activating their sleeper cells. And I would expect to see communists start carrying out terror attacks. And as you said, false flagging the Patriots. What do police departments do? What does the military do? Because they're going to be caught in the middle of this.
Especially when terrorists, in Europe, we'll see it first because this Islamic Tet is going to happen in Europe. It's going to be a huge wake-up thrust. It may lead to a landslide victory for Trump. Imagine something worse than 9/11 in October. How does Hillary explain that? You know, people come in from Benghazi and blow up Rome. You know, it's going to make Trump a sure victor if that happens. And then the left will say, this is our chance. We have to go for it. And there'll be street riots like between the communists and the National Socialists in Berlin. I expect to see shooting at some of these big demonstrations or explosions going off. And in that way, the powers that be can say, we need to put in a little bit of emergency conditions. Therefore, the protests will have to be in separate safe zones, 10 miles outside the Beltway at a designated FEMA camp or whatever they want to say. But we're going to see the freedom of assembly taken away. The key word, and that's almost like a code word, when you start hearing emergency, because they'll never say martial law. Those words will never come out of Obama, Jarrett, Michelle, that crowd. It'll be emergency. They'll say, during the present emergency, we can't afford to have these mass demonstrations, which always lead to violence and, unfortunately, bombs going off and people shooting. So we have to put that in abeyance. Now, if there's a real takedown, the grid goes down. Before November, then there'll be no election. If there's no electricity, there's no election. Then we're automatically into an emergency situation. Another way that the communists can engineer this is to start a rumor. Doesn't have to have any boots on the ground. Just start a rumor, an internet rumor, that, you know, white racist crackers are planning to snipe at black folks lined up at the polling stations. Just a rumor. It's all it takes. You can even, you know, put up a fake YouTube if you want. You know, find something from 10 years ago somewhere else, recaption it as this happened yesterday, and it'll sound like, you know, rednecks are dragging blacks behind chains in Mississippi and shooting and threatening to shoot at blacks in polling stations. If that suppresses the black turnout, or even if it doesn't, they'll just say that it did, then they'll say that the election would have swung on that vote, which was suppressed by white violence. This is a narrative that will be completely sold by the mainstream media.
Well, just like the Burning Black Churches thing turned out to be totally fake, just like the lacrosse team was fake, that was all beta testing, and they're just launching this everywhere.
And we'll be on our own in our own parallel free media as long as we have it. Now, I wrote a short story called What I Saw at the Coup. I should have finished the novel a couple of years ago, but it's too important that I write these things, the short stuff that's on my link on my website.
We've got to get everything out now.
The Last Brave New Babylon, What I Saw at the Coup. The internet, we can't take for granted. This is like right now our freedom fighter pipeline. YouTube, InfoWars.
Got to use it now, folks.
Use it now.
Yeah.
They're going to take it away. I heard from folks that were at a law enforcement conclave that there's a lot of buzz about Facebook and how they're going to tune people down. this. They're also doing their
information. Yeah. First, they're going to start restricting. It's already begun. Stay there, Matt Bracken. This guy's 100% dead on from my research, but he can give us the other angle on it. He's going to come back and break down the different angles of how this can unfold and how we stop it, hopefully.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Better start praying, I'll tell you right now. If everybody is praying, you're idiots. I can feel it in my gut. I can see it. We are.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Matt Bracken's our guest, EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com. I want to read his books. Like, I want to carry them. I haven't read them yet, but I'm told they're excellent. Nonfiction, and I guess some of them are fiction, but he can correct me if I'm wrong. But what he's saying, I mean, the way he's breaking it down, and notice how much energy he's got, how concerned he is. I bet money when this guy isn't on air, he's not like that. But you start talking about this, there's no way you can't get animated and start just really connecting it to everything, because it's scientific, it's a rollout, it's been done in other countries, it's been beta tested in Europe. Europe's about a year, maybe two ahead of us. And I'm telling you, I'm going to see if he agrees with me. The way to try to back them off is if they think that it's absolutely going to fall flat on its face and that we know who's in charge of it, people like Soros, the globalists, their operatives inside the different agencies and the big banks, instead of their puppets, and we let them know we know the plan and the police and military do, which I know that's happening, and I've been a big critic of the police and the military carrying out bad operations, but they're some of the most awake people out there. So that's two separate issues that then they may back off. The problem is that might actually scare them into doing it anyway. So we're kind of reaching a moment in history where things are collapsing. They've engineered it this way. But once you turn this thing loose, it's a juggernaut. I don't think they can put it back in the bottle. So I'm just telling you right now, yes, this is how we fund the operation. We fund the operation selling things that we believe in and we use. And we're running the biggest special that we can run possibly on InfoWars Select high-quality storable foods. It's my Patriot food, the same stuff, packaged at the same time. I can contractually offer bigger discounts on already great deals with it being private labeled InfoWars Select. We're running a special for just a few more days, 30 to 40% off all InfoWars Select storable food. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsSelect.com takes you right to the subpage, and you can buy my Patriot, the exact same food, if you want for a lot more. And it's still very, very good. But it's the exact same food. And that's why we normally sell both brands, because it's the same stuff. And it's just the way contracts and stuff like this works. They have a bunch of other distributors, so I have to follow all these contracts and rules. And I've just found a way to bring you the lowest price out there. So that's what we've done. InfoWarsStore.com. Also, Anthroplex is just a whole bunch of known high-quality herbs that naturally boost your stamina, your energy, your libido. It's, I don't want to say it's the poor man's super male vitality, but that's basically what it is. It's just a powder form instead of a liquid cold press form. Quite frankly, in some cases, it's probably stronger than super male or super female. But it has different effects for different people. Talk with your physician before. It's all recognized as safe, but this stuff's real. So, I mean, you'll probably notice within a day or two when you get up in the morning. I'm just going to leave it at that. InfoWarsLife.com. Anthroplex is back. After 2 months of being sold out, Super Male is about to sell out. There's plenty of Super Female. I don't know why. It works just as good as the male on males or females. Also, DNA Force is back in stock. X2 is there. You can get 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip, and orders of $50 or more, ladies and gentlemen, are free shipping. So I want to thank you all for your support. Quite frankly, now more than ever, it is time to get as aggressive as you can in the media, however you can, warning people about what's happening while personally getting yourself ready. And let's just hope all these collapses and organized revolutions that have been carried out by the globalists in the last few years aren't going to come here. But you look at what they've done everywhere else, they're trying it here. The overthrow in Ukraine, the Arab Spring, all this stuff is run by the very same nasty people. I mean, the latest James Bond movie, they admitted, was advised by MI6, and the Quantum Group is the name of George Soros' fund, and the bad guy who runs Spectre is the head of the Quantum Group. He's the guy that tried to crash the British pound. Even intelligence agencies are telling you who runs Spectre. So understand, Ian Fleming was MI6. This is art imitating life, not the other way around. And I have to say, one person, he's like a top general of this globalist crime syndicate. It's a Soros. But there's others even worse than him. And these are people that have bad will towards the West. And I'm going to shut up now for Matt Bracken, because I've been jumping in a lot. He's just laying out so much knowledge. Start wherever you want. Go wherever you want. Former Navy SEAL, involved in a lot of clandestine operations all over the world. You can find out more at enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. Comes highly recommended, and I can tell why now, because I was unaware of this guy. There's so many great patriots out there. I know the patriots know who he is. I just get so busy covering news. And then, Matt, lay out this Tet Offensive, how you think we stop it. You've got the floor, my friend.
I don't think we stop it. I think that the forces are in motion, are like deep-sea tsunamis. The earthquake's already happened, and the waves are moving across the ocean. There's going to be a convergence. What people tend to do is look at each potential calamity in isolation and say, well, that's survivable. You know, if just a hurricane just hit New Orleans, that's survivable. But if you get, you know, 100 Katrinas that happen at the same time, the system is shocked. It goes into shock. Can't move. It can't save itself. Like somebody being shot once in the foot compared to being shot 20 times at once. We're going to have an overload to the system. Now, the plan might be for this Marxist takedown. I look at it like a pyramid, and you have at the very top some very few, very evil people. And I think that there you could almost, depending on your religious persuasions, you could call them almost like a satanic influencer force. Below that, you have people that are also evil, but they really believe in communist revolution and that we're going to attain it. But we're not going to attain a communist revolution. We're armed to the teeth in this country. But we will have a massive civil war. But the civil war won't be a geographic north-south civil war. It's going to be a society tearing into itself civil war, kind of in the way of Bosnia, you know, where people all speak the same language, but they have different factions. In this country, there will be such a strong racial element that it's going to get out of control in a very ugly way. And at the problem is that there's no way to recoup the civilization. It's a very precious bubble floating that we're floating in, and we take it for granted. But our modern civilization is much more dangerous to ourselves than previous civilizations because, for example, calamities that happened to Europe, Black Death, 30 Years' War, Cromwell in Ireland, events that killed a third of a population, say, in a generation. You could still just grow food on your own acre and survive. If you weren't – our food, we don't grow it anymore. Our food comes from thousands of miles away. We all now are living in the equivalent of a glass bubble on Mars. And we don't see the glass bubble. We just think how pretty outer space is. But electricity has become our oxygen, and we're living under this false glass – artificial glass bubble. It's such a complex system now. It has to run perfectly like a, you know, like a Swiss
watch. I found my new guru. Man, you see it exactly like I do because that's how it is. If we have a collapse event, it will take hundreds of years to try to even get back, but the reactors will start melting down within a matter of months. I mean,
It might be the south. It might be like Argentina. You'll have to get to. You know, the North could be a nuclear wasteland, depending on – I can't profess any great knowledge about nuclear plant safety. But if the economy locks up, if the grid goes down, something people need to understand. There are three parallel systems, like our nervous system, muscular system, you know, bone structure. We have a financial system, an electrical grid, and a computer network system. If any one of those three is attacked really in depth, you know, recurring attacks, then all three collapse and our society collapses. You cannot, you know, if the financial system collapses, people can't get money out of the ATM, they loot the stores, game over. If the computer system collapses, the grid runs out of control, you know, pipelines go open haywire all over the collapse, all game over. So any of those three collapse. Financial, global computer network. It's mostly Cisco hardware running over fiber optical cables, and the electrical grid, which we know that that Metcalf station attack out in California a year ago. Looking at it from as a spec ops officer, that was a proof of concept test. That was a very professional thing. They had gone through an underground, cut optical trunks, did things so that there would be no rapid response. Fired at these giant transformers, shut the thing down. That to me was somebody showing somebody else that if we do this 20 times, we take down America. Proof of concept. And increase my budget because if I have 20 teams, if you budget me for 20 teams, the people I would be looking at would be foreign students. That's the way that you can cycle commandos into a country. They can come in, for example, for 1 year of being a student, and they can recon their whole area. They can come in another year as a student in another college and at the last minute be organized into a cell, take out these stations. For example, I just say, look, if Iran, just to pick on Iran here, if they're going to spend billions of dollars on a nuclear program, why wouldn't they spend a few million on a cheap kill grid takedown scenario just using commandos disguised as students? It's what we would do if we were smart and had that mindset. KGB used to plan that kind of thing. But how can we assume that that our grid is not going to be collapsed at some point, especially with these Marxists trying to do the big takedown between the conventions and the inauguration as time of maximum danger? I think of it as 1917 in Russia or 1789 in France.
And again, they want it to collapse so they take over.
But they can't take over. This is the thing. A plan, this is what I say a lot, a plan to ride a tiger is not the same as riding a tiger.
Sure, that's why when Mao took over in China, you know, 40, 50 million people died in the first round.
But and communism still didn't work, but it can wreck a society. And what I'm afraid is we're going to have in this country a wrecked society. Now, we have to hold on to the Bill of Rights no matter what, no matter who's put on the Supreme Court. They can say the moon is made out of green cheese and that, you know, anybody that says they're a giraffe, you have to call them a giraffe. It won't make it reality. They can't take away our First or Second Amendment rights. If they try to, I don't care. If they stack the deck with communists on the Supreme
Court. We have to defend every liberty at point-blank range and promote it everywhere.
Because we may not have this pipe. We may not have this means of communication. We could have our Internet taken away. I wrote the short story. You can just look at these things on the Internet called What I Saw at the Coup, where as the backdrop is a missile war in the Middle East that takes down our grid temporarily and our Internet for longer. And during that period, troublemakers like us are quietly taken off the stage left because there's no way for anybody to know what's happening to anybody for that month. And then when the Internet comes back on, it comes back on in a much more controlled way.
And how this is going to go is they've already got the Commissars and the UN Strong Cities Initiative in every major city, quote, advising the police. And so if the police go along with it, then the Justice Department doesn't come in and harass them and take over. And so they're already setting up these contacts during a collapse to have the Commissars order the police and local security services led by federal leaders to go out and round up the Patriots. The police and others just have to not follow those orders.
That's right.
You really want that job, trying to go round up all the veterans?
That's the plan to ride the tiger. It's not the same as riding the tiger. In my first novel, the guys that actually shoot into the stadium on opening day of that Washington FedEx football field, from a mile away, somebody rainbow arcs in some SKS rounds, causing a panic stampede. Now, these are just two ATF mid-level executives that want to see the ATF's budget increase because it'll increase their power and prestige. They know that they're not going to wind up with America being disarmed. They know it'll lead to a civil war. They know people won't turn in their semi-automatic weapons. But they're happy to start a civil war if they're in charge of, like, one of the factions that's going to be very powerful.
Crisis is our brand.
Right. And we're going to see events spin completely out of control, particularly if, as I said, the financial system, you look at Deutsche Bank and situations in Europe that are more dire even than with our Fed and our quantitative easing. Europe is in just as much of thin ice financially. Imagine when this tet breaks out, nobody will be going to work for months. So what happens to the economy? The metros are closed. Every time a metro runs again, somebody jumps out and blows one up.
Sure.
No more metros. That's
sure
how they get to work.
And there's also going to be a move to round up all the Muslims in Europe and here because they're sleeper cells. You'll almost have to. But under the cover of that, then they'll have the precedent to round up everybody they want. And you can see that as the kind of right-wing response being sold by former CIA directors and others. That's another program they've got cooking. So both the right-wing and left-wing elements of the power structure want the crisis because they all think they're going to battle each other inside the control grid for who gets control of the crisis. Yes. When they're unleashing something, as you said properly, that is uncontrollable and will bring in meltdown worldwide that's probably not survivable, we have to somehow communicate with these different establishment groups and say, listen, your guy upstairs is probably Satan himself. Stop following these orders, you lunatics.
I don't think that it can be turned off. I don't think that if George Soros had a conversion on the road to Damascus, if George Soros turned into George Washington tomorrow and he said, stop, everybody, turn around. There's too much momentum. It's now like giant boulders coming down the hill.
I agree with you, unfortunately. I agree with you.
These forces.
I agree with you, but
we need to prepare for a grid down scenario in the next year because we're not going to have a Russian revolution, a French revolution through Washington, D.C., and the power stays on. I promise you that in this chaos, even if engineers can't get to work because it's too dangerous, because there's just people.
Venezuela now doesn't have power, basically no refrigeration. All these other countries can't do it. Under communism and command and control, you don't get electricity or medicine, folks.
But it's going to probably collapse before they get anywhere near establishing a communist control.
I understand, yes.
Because they'll have a civil war like the Finns. People forget there was a war called the Winter War where little Finland actually beat the Soviet Union that rolled in thinking,
there's a book on that, isn't it? Total Resistance?
Yeah, and they tangled with like a Switzerland. They walked right into they sent a bunch of unmotivated reservists, conscripts, into a country like Switzerland with a William Tell type of, you know, Marxist mentality, you know, marksmanship culture.
Isn't William Tell the archetype of the rebel against tyranny, the true story of the guy that took out all those people because they hurt his kids?
That's right, and that's right. He was Charles Bronson, so to speak. Well, there's millions of Charles Bronsons in this country, and I have to tell you, some of the most dangerous Charles Bronsons I know are older than me, and they might have a bad cough or they can't ride their motorcycle anymore, but they're thinking, you know, when this happens, I'm not just going to go quietly. I'm going to make it, you know.
I don't think all the leftists that can barely wipe their noses realize that they're about to stick their hand down a badger hole.
No, that's right. And forget about AR-15s. The most common type of rifle is just the generic bolt-action deer rifle that can hit and kill a 200-pound mammal at 400 yards.
Remington 700.
Millions.
I've shot deer at 1,000 yards with a Remington 700.
And the most dangerous order of battle will be what I call the militia of one, where just one guy doesn't tell anybody, not even his wife maybe. He just goes out, he goes to town with the rifle, he takes one shot, and that's it. I mean, look at the D.C. sniper situation. They got it totally wrong. They got the acoustics wrong.
Stay there, Matt Bracken. Stay there. We're going to talk about this. This is so important. Wow.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We got 5 minutes here and 5 minutes the next segment. Then Roger Stone, the consummate Trump insider, is going to give us all the intel on what's coming up, what's developed of the big victories last night. The globalists are financing revolution all over the world. They're against the nation state. They play the countries off against each other. You know, that's like a James Bond movie. Well, that's because that's how it really works. And the worst element is the Anglo-American establishment. That's what they call themselves. Nothing to do with being Anglo, but it's people that run England, the United States, and a few other countries. It's the dominant force because it had the wealthiest, most open free market system to milk. And it is just running around all over the world, allied with radical Islam. And we have to get that narrative out of its game over. I want to invite Matt Bracken, who I got to say I'm extremely impressed with. I've read some of his essays, thought they were excellent. But I tell you, I absolutely click with what he's saying. Doesn't mean I agree with him. I totally agree with him, but it's not like I like him because I agree. It's because I know it's accurate, and everything he's saying, the way it pieces together, is exactly basically the way I've been seeing it. A lot of my other sources have been seeing it. And what's scary is it's like there's no doubt now. I mean, you can see this is the big one. Now, I hope and pray there's some way to avert this, push it back, whatever, but my gut is 50 times more concerned than it's ever been. I mean, I almost feel bad even being here on air, not getting, you know, dug in out in the countryside. But I realize I need to be on air as much as I can. I got a bunch of quick, short questions for you, Matt. You got to come back for like an hour and a half if you can next week, or hell, even maybe tomorrow, part two or something, because I want to really flesh this out historically, get into your, you know, military background and stuff as a guy that led, you know, SEALs, not just, you know, out there heroically doing a lot of this work. But clearly from your training, a lot of classified stuff, I can see you've really been behind the curtain. Looking at this, though, just quick questions. The police aren't perfect. They've been militarized by the globalists, but they're more awake than the general public, I found. Clearly, there's a move to cause a civil war aimed at local government, kill the cops, kind of the army of one thing, but, you know, get every little thug to go shoot a cop in the back of the head. That's what Soros and the globalists have been pushing, clearly. What is their hope there, and shouldn't that then, and I've seen the police actually get it, shouldn't that be what we reach out to police with, that, hey, we're doing Overwatch, we want to work with you. This is here. You better get operational now to stop this, because they need to be the front line with local government to identify globalist operatives locally, you name it, so when all this goes down, they understand which side to be on. And I'm serious. I think that's absolutely key. What do you say?
Yeah, there's sort of a war within law enforcement. That, you know, Stuart Rhodes and the Oath Keepers are certainly right. We can't turn against the police. The police are going to be required to preserve civilization. And they'll be completely, you know, they can't watch their backs, as Stuart, the way that Stuart puts it.
That's why the enemy's targeting the police. That's why people get mad at me that hate the cops, because the cops have done something bad to them. I get it. But the communists want to take them out. Get that, folks? Get that?
Right. This is a Marxist takedown. And that we're in the stage, Lenin called it the worse the better. When they said, like, you know, there's food riots in Leningrad, he said the worse the better. You have to create those 1789... you know, bread riots.
He said more blood. He said more blood. Just kill, carnage, random, fear.
And in this, and imagine, they didn't have electricity in 1789. They didn't have electricity in 1917. So the linchpins that you would pull out would be, say, the food factories that bring the bread to Leningrad. That train doesn't make it for a week, and now there's riots. Well, today, you don't necessarily do bread. You go after the grid. You go after the computer system. You go after the financial system. Then the bread stops. So in the absence of electricity, the computer network, and the financial system, our societies will implode. Enemies don't need to fire a missile over a city. A missile comes with a return address. Mutual assured deterrence works. But who will know who hacked our computer grid? Who do we attack if our computer grid is hacked? Maybe it's anonymous. Maybe it's the Koreans. It can be backtrailed through a third country.
It could be an inside job. Obama could open the door to China.
And it makes it much more likely to happen. The Cold War, mutual assured destruction worked during all the Cold War because each
you knew where the missiles were coming from.
But in this situation, if our financial system is hacked, if everybody's accounts just goes gibberish, haywire, and nobody can do a transaction, within a week, the grid will be down. The
stores
will be
down. You're absolutely right. Five more minutes straight ahead, third hour. Tell everybody you know, tune in, folks. This is serious business.
Thank you for listening to
this. This is serious business. I'm going to get this guy back on for 2 hours to take your calls next week if he can do it. He'll be back. Stay with us.